Good morning. You are listening to The Morning Interview, our live local interview on KCAW in Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio is Peter Bradley from the Island Institute and two young filmmakers, Andrea Cook and Sierra Feltz from Mount Edgecombe High School. And they're here to talk about their short films that are going to be premiering tonight at 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall as the kind of the kickoff for the Wild Language Festival. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining me in the studio this morning. So I guess first I just want to kind of ask you about your process. You started this project in the spring, right?
Yes.
And Hannah Guggenheim came in at first and taught you kind of the skills you needed to know. So can you tell me a little bit about the things you learned before you went home to shoot your film?
Okay, well, she taught us pretty much, well, like how to handle the equipment and what kind of shots she wants, like close-up shots, mid shots, and like long shots, whatever.
Sure.
But yeah, she gave us a list of like how much she wanted. She wanted, you know, lots of each one of those, and she kind of let us play around with the camera, and then pretty much sent us off. Like we had to like figure out what we were gonna do when we went home.
Mm-hmm.
But it was pretty like, it was like almost like, oh, here you go, now do with what I gave you.
So you had a lot of freedom going back home. You had a list of things you knew you needed to get. And Sierra, where's home for you?
I'm from Dillingham.
Mm-hmm. So you went back to Dillingham with this list from Hannah of shots you needed to get. And did you have an idea of what you wanted your film to be about before you went home?
Yes, I had a straight plan, and I was like, okay, I got this for sure. I had a plan.
And what was that process like of going home and shooting footage in your community?
It was fun, but my summer didn't turn out the way I wanted it to. So, like, my filming process was kind of frustrating because I couldn't really get anything that I'd planned.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of shots were you getting for your short?
I was getting, like, general shots and just shots of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And like fishing, because my film is about subsistence fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was just getting like general shots.
And Andrea, what was your film about? What did you end up focusing on?
Well, right before I went home, me and Hannah talked, and we decided on the title being called Paddling to Shore. And it's because of what I told her and what I wanted to present to everyone. And we kind of came up with this together. My film was about how your culture can potentially save you or bring a community together. Because, I mean, we're in a modern society now. Things aren't like it was 1,000 years ago. But we still remember and we still do things that we did. But I wanted to put emphasis, like, if we continue to do these things, if we look to our past a little bit, we could kind of battle this epidemic on drug and alcohol abuse, because it's prevalent in villages. It's a real thing in Alaska. And what I wanted to emphasize also is finding the importance in your identity.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted my people to feel that. I wanted that to be the film. And so it was Paddling to Shore. Right.
And Sierra, yours is about subsistence fishing. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Okay, so I'm from Dillingham, and so we have like the largest sockeye salmon run like every summer. And it's part of my culture that we go fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something I've always done, like, growing up. I've known how to, like, cut a fish since, like, forever.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that I really love doing. And I wanted to show everyone, you know, this is my culture. This is who I am, who my family is. And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to show fishing in my film.
And we're going to hear a clip from both of your films now. Andrea, can you tell me a little bit about the clip that we're about to see?
Yeah, it pretty much says what it's a poem that I wrote. And it is saying, you know, we know who we are, but we were, there was a time, a point in time where we were pushed out from land being like our culture, our traditions, our people, and we were pushed away from it into this new world. And that's kind of that part of the film.
All right, this is a clip from Andrea's film.
Not to say we don't feel who we truly are. We know we are Haida, but assimilation left a scar. Our land is our culture, and we were pushed out far. We have to paddle back. We cannot forget who we are.
And Sierra, can you tell me a little bit about the clip that we're going to hear from yours?
It's just a part of my film that kind of shows what my film's about, but doesn't give away the entire film.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, this is a clip from Sierra Felt's film.
This is me mending the nets. I love fishing because it's what I've always done, and it puts a smile on my face to provide for my family all across the state. And it makes me proud to say, I caught that and I cut that salmon.
And are you excited about the, oh, well, actually, tell me about the editing process. So that was the long, tough part, right? Is having to decide what clips am I going to use and how am I going to structure this? So can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah. So I came in and I was ready to go. But then once we started putting clips down and I had what I thought was good, and then I kind of went over it with Hannah, and she wasn't saying it was bad, but it was like I learned about killing the babies type of thing, like where you have to like get rid of some things in order to make a film.
Sure, an expression.
Much
better.
Yeah, much better. And it worked out. It was a little bit hard in the moment, but I ended up being a lot more happy with what I had with her help. So it was good. I had a lot of fun doing it.
And Sierra?
The editing process was really long and frustrating for me because when I came back, I was like, I don't have anything for this film. But I was talking with Hannah and she's like, you have so much. What are you talking about? Like, you can do so much with what you have. And I was like, okay, I can do this. It's just going to be different than what I expected. But every time I sat down to edit, I was like, I don't want to be here. This is terrible. What am I doing? But I'm very proud of myself for pushing through it because I'm very proud of my film.
Yeah, well, some people, I think, learn in that process that they're an editor or they're, you know, a producer. So it sounds like maybe editing wasn't your favorite part, but maybe shooting the film was.
Yeah, definitely.
So tonight, your films are going to premiere 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall, along with three other students' short films. And Peter, can you tell me a little bit more about the program and this evening's event?
Sure. Thank you. Our Alaskan Stories is in its second year, and it's a program that we hope to continue as a way of sharing the stories that Mount Edgecombe students might have of home, and of empowering all of the many skills that come with filmmaking and production work. Mm-hmm. I was so impressed watching these guys go through that last arduous, painful, agonizing editing process and come out with these outstanding films, and so I can't wait to share them tonight. And we have a special guest at the event, Alaska mm-hmm. writer laureate Ernestine Hayes will be there to read from some of her work. So she'll open up the event, and following the five short films, we'll have a Q&A with the filmmakers.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's all happening tonight at Centennial Hall at 7 p.m.
And anything else you'd like to add before we sign off this morning?
May I also throw out there that the program is this year we received a grant from the Charlotte Mardin Foundation,
mm-hmm.
and without that sort of support, these programs aren't possible. And the CrossFit Fund helped launch the program last year, and then the Alaska State Council on the Arts has given us a grant that will support it next year.
Well, thank you both, all three of you, so much for coming in this morning. I've been speaking with Andrea Cook and Sierra Feltz. They're young filmmakers from Mount Edgecombe High School, and their films are going to be premiering this evening as the kickoff event of the Wild Language Festival. And thank you so much, and Peter Bradley, for joining me in the studio this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.